Hey, sorry about that, Kevin. I just tried calling you back and got the line cut off.
Okay. Yeah, so anyway, I was saying that I had an office just off of Miramar Road.
Oh, okay, wow.
Small world.
Yep, for sure. Hey, so I'm new to Vortex.
Sure.
And I've been here for a couple of months. But anyway, I'm interested in pursuing this discussion about your asset-based lending proposal. You mentioned to Blaze that we were pre-approved.
Right. It was pre-approval for equipment financing and working capital. We just got off the phone with him, actually, like I want to say not too long, half an hour ago.
And, oh, really?
Yeah, he actually got to speak to one of my senior reps because they know a little bit more once it comes down to the details of each program. And, so he did speak with them, and we shot out an email to him, although I should probably shoot it out to you as well since you're the one.
Do that if you would.
Yeah. I think I should forward it to you as well.
That's great.
It basically just had like the information that we need because he said he was looking for a working capital loan and some possible equipment financing. And we sent him out the email like with, you know, directions on what it is. Basically, it's a one-page application, six-month bank statement, and the most recent tax returns is usually what we require. And that's it. Once we get that in, if we require any additional information, like, if, do you know if you guys take credit cards?
Do I know if we take credit cards?
Yeah, do you guys take credit cards?
I don't know that we're set up for that. Why do you ask?
Oh, just the reason I ask is if you do credit cards, we also ask for 4 months merchant statements.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't. Yeah. We're a business. We're a contractor, and we get paid by the government.
Excellent. So I don't think you're going to have a credit card issue there. So the only thing really we require is that one-page application, six-month bank statement, and your most recent tax return that's filed. And that's it. Once we get that in, I put that right into my underwriter department.
Yeah.
And within 24 hours, I should have a response for you with offers.
I thought we were pre-approved.
So we are very, very quick. Oh, yeah, you are. You are pre-approved, but we have to give you, you know, the certain amount and the time and the terms and all that.
Yeah. So give me an over, just kind of a 5,000-foot overview of what you guys offer.
So, Bank of Cardiff is a private business bank, and we specialize in is equipment financing and working capital. Are you familiar with working capital?
I'm the CFO.
Of course. Okay, then you definitely know exactly about it. Because we talked to Blaze, and you know, obviously everyone asks about the rates, and we don't have like a set like an APR rate. So how it works is we have a certain payback amount that gets paid back during a certain term, if that makes sense. For example, if you borrowed $100,000, we'll just tell you that like for this loan, by the end of this loan, you're going to pay back like 120 or 30 or whatever it is, right?
All right.
And that's how we base the payment plan. And the way we lend to you for working capital is based off of your sales also, which we also went over with Blaze. And we typically can lend 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. So there's no collateral up on your end here. The risk is really all with us. You're not having to put up, you know, your house or your cars or anything like that. We give you the money, you do with it what you please. And then based on your revenue is how, you know, we factor in that you can cash flow the note there.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what is the typical duration?
It ranges, honestly. Like for equipment financing, it ranges anywhere between 2 to 5 years, monthly payments. And I know those rates typically start in the mid-single digits. For working capital, it's a little bit different. Would you like me to grab one of my senior reps? He can give you like a quick brief interview.
You know, it's up to you. You're doing all right, but if you want
all right.
Somebody, that's fine.
Okay, yeah. Let me see if just someone's available. If not, I'll just continue with you. Just give me one moment.
All right.
Sure. Hello, Kevin?
Yeah.
All right, I actually just grabbed the exact same senior rep that spoke to Blaze, so we'll have some perfect information here.
Well, I apologize. This may be redundant. I suspect Blaze must have told you when he was out to lunch.
Oh, no. Absolutely, totally fine. Our senior rep is right here. His name is Jeremiah. He's about to help you, all right? All right. There you go.
Signing out?
What was that?
Are you getting off the call?
I am personally, yes, getting off the call.
All right,
here he is.
Thanks, Hashim. Jeremiah.
Hey, Kevin, it's Jeremiah. How you doing?
Jeremiah, I'm fine. I apologize if this is redundant. Blaze asked me to jump into this, and apparently he just phoned you or something like that.
Yeah, we spoke for about 15, 20 minutes.
Okay, you want to give me just a quick summary of where you guys left it?
Absolutely. So just kind of, I guess, the overview of the conversation was, I guess you guys have an opportunity to possibly really could use some working capital to help get a bid or help get a job, whatever the project may be. However, so we have here at our bank, we have multiple different business loans. The loan that we were talking about specifically was called a working capital loan. Okay. Now with our working capital loans, it is unsecured loans. Okay. We don't collateralize any of the loans. However, by doing that, it is not your typical loan where it's 5-6%, right? We're a little bit higher than most. Because it's unsecured, it's a higher risk for us to possibly lose this money. So that's basically the gist of the loan and how it works. To be upfront with you, the longest term that I can probably get you on this money is probably going to be about 2 years.
All right, that actually is fair.
Okay.
The situation here, Jeremiah, is that, you know, we have a business. It's been a business. I think Blaze has been doing this for 25 years, and we've hit a pinch point where we need to infuse liquidity into the business for general purposes. Okay. Now we're in addition to making money, we're going to sell some assets to raise additional funds.
Okay.
So I'm telling you this because 2 years is fine because I have additional money coming into the company that will satisfy us, you know, 6 months down the road or maybe a year down the road.
Okay.
So I would look at this as maybe a bridge to that end.
Absolutely. And here's another thing. Let's say you guys want to pay it off in, you know, sooner than the 2 years. We don't have any prepayment penalties.
All right.
So keep that in mind. Also, this loan does not go on the personal credit of the guarantors of the loan. So I believe you're 50-50 with Blaze?
No, I'm just an employee.
Okay, you're just the CFO of the company.
Yep.
Okay, so but basically, so the owners of the company will sign for the loan, okay, as the guarantors of the loan.
Yeah.
The loan will not show up. So if they try to go to a bank, you know, try to get another loan, the bank won't see that this $500,000 to $1 million loan won't be on there. It'll be
You're
on the business
owner. You're not recording
the
loan.
I'm sorry?
You're not recording the loan and there's no UCC filing.
That's correct.
Anyway, go ahead.
It goes on the business. It goes on the business credit. The business.
Oh, okay.
So that's it. It just doesn't go on personal.
Oh, I see.
So these loans only make sense for big construction companies or companies like yourself that could use the money. And obviously, they're going to make a decent amount of return at the end to where it's not going to hurt them, right? So we kind of, what we need is that package, that application where we can run the credit. You have to have decent credit. Your time in business has to be solid, which is 25 years for Blaze, which is solid. Right, and then we look at your bank statements. So we look about 6 months of your bank statements, and we go through it and, you know, kind of determine what type of business you guys are running. And that's how we kind of determine what amount of money we're able to loan you without putting you guys in a situation, you know, where you're leveraged.
All right.
Okay, so typically we're able to free up about 10 to 15% of your guys' top line revenue.
All right.
So he was saying you guys were in the ballpark around 10 mil.
Yeah, that's about right. I mean, we did, that's what we did last year, I think, 9.
So I'm going to be completely upfront with you. With you guys being a first-time customer, it's going to be tough for me to get you approved for $1 million. However, the $500,000 is probably something more realistic that we can do. And if you do start off with that, the $500,000, we're a relationship-based bank. You can, in the middle of that loan, you can, if you're doing well, we can restructure it and have you take out more money on top of that.
All right.
If you guys need it. So, you know, like I said, it's a great opportunity. It just happens to be the situation that you guys are in that where you could use us. And we look for businesses that are in this type of situation that could, you know, that we could help out. The best thing I could say is, you know, let us see what I can get you. Let me see what I can get you. Send us the application with the bank statements, the tax return. Give me about 24 hours. Let me see what type of approval we're talking. And then we can all sit down and talk numbers. Doesn't obligate you guys to do anything, but I want to talk about some hard specific numbers so we can kind of, you know, see what direction we need to take here.
All right, would you forward me that email? He just walked in, but you might as well just send it to me.
Sure, the email? What's your email?
So instead of Blaze or Befetting, just put KDOW in front of the vortex.
KDOW?
That's right.
In front of vortex-sfb.com?
Yep, that'll do it.
KDOW at vortex. Okay, got it. I'll go ahead and send that over, Kevin.
All right, and then what is your... You underwrite that locally?
I'm sorry?
You underwrite locally there in your office?
Yeah, we have our underwriters here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so basically once we get the package, I'm going to go ahead and have a meeting with my underwriter and kind of explain the situation, and they'll assess the situation.
All right.
Okay. But we work fast, so we'll get you an answer here in about 24 hours. And then after that, we'll basically what's most likely going to happen is that my underwriter will speak to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and kind of discuss the terms and numbers here.
All right. Okay? I'm waiting for your email here.
All right, Kevin. Give me a couple minutes. I'm not at my computer, and I'll go ahead and send that over. Well, I'll have Hashem send it over to you right now.
All right.
All right, Kevin.
All right, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.